sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another week, another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your gracious host. My name is Tom Velasquez, and your host is very tired this week. It's been a long week already. I'm actually recording this show early. Things have been going on this week that I have no control over. My wife, as you know, has had a setback in her cancer journey, and she had radiation, kind of a journey we're going through, her radiation journey, and it has not been fun. She has been extremely sick and very miserable, and that has led to me not getting very much sleep. So this show is actually being recorded a day early. I'll still post it on the same day, but just so you know, if anything happens Friday or Saturday, that's why you're not hearing about it on this show. I'm recording it on a Thursday. With that being said, this show this week, it's a common theme. I just have not had time to do a lot of research. I'm going over what you guys send me and what I see just that pops on the headlines, and I will talk about them. So this show is, again, going to be a little bit political. It's going to be a lot of COVID, and there's going to be, I had a listener send me a video of something weird that happened in, I believe it was Nevada. We'll go over that later. It's kind of a paranormal thing, and for all my listeners that have been talking and sending me messages saying, Tom, I'm dying for some paranormal. If everything goes correctly, if nothing blows up in the world in the next couple weeks, I'm going to do, and this was a topic request, and it was a great topic request. It was from Courtney in Massachusetts, and she said, Tom, I love the paranormal aspect of your show. What I would like to hear is a state-by-state cryptid report. Basically, every state's most famous cryptid, what they are, a couple stories about them, and what I believe is going on in that cryptid. And I wanted to do that next week, and then the week after that, I'm going to take it a little bit further. We're not only going to go state-by-state, but we're going to go nation-by-nation and see what Canada's cryptid is, Japan's, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, India, Japan, all what cryptids that they are most famous for. So that is what's going to be on the agenda for the next couple weeks. So for those of you who are clamoring for the paranormal, bear with me. It's going to happen. It's going to be the next week, again, barring any unforeseen issues. But that is my plan. But this week, again, politics obviously are taking over the news. Big lead story this week is Joe Biden picked Kamala, whatever her name is, Harris, as his VP running mate. Now, a lot of people ask me, Tom, what do you think of this pick? Is this a good pick? And honestly, no. Because the first thing, if I was an honest-to-God reporter, which there's none really out there anymore, but at a debate, at a vice presidential debate, the first question I would ask Ms. Harris is, okay, during the presidential primary, the Democratic presidential primary, you called Joe Biden a racist. And you said that you believe in the accusations against Joe Biden by Tara Reid. How then can you just put all that aside and say, I'm going to run with this man for president of the United States? Where's your moral compass? Where is your character? Because obviously you have none. Now, the story's going to change. She's going to flip-flop on this if anybody asks her in a debate or in a public setting where she has to answer that question, because I'm very skeptical as to whether that's actually going to happen. But that should be the very first question that should be asked of Kamala Harris when she gets into a public forum. Why, when you called him a racist and you said you believe the accusations against him, are you running with him for president of the United States? Isn't that a conflict of interest? And we can go on and on about her record as a prosecutor, how she was putting people in jail for marijuana constantly, and then laughed about it when somebody asked her if she smoked marijuana. Like, oh yeah, sure, who doesn't? But she's putting thousands and thousands of people in California for that exact same offense. We won't even get into that because I'm sure you already know about that. Nor will we get into the fact that she withheld evidence against a prisoner on death row that would free him. She withheld it knowingly until the courts forced her to release this evidence and it set this man free. We won't get into that. We won't get into the fact that she was keeping inmates longer in their sentence to provide cheap labor for the state of California. Beyond what their sentence was, she was keeping them in jail. We won't get into that because as a prosecutor or as a Democrat, a black woman Democrat vice presidential candidate, that's off limits. Just like it is off limits to talk about Joe Biden's health when it was not a problem with John McCain, Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan. If you're a Republican, your health is on the record and it is for all to be known. If you are a Democrat with major memory issues and brain issues and possible onset dementia, that's not acceptable. It is disrespectful. It is hurtful. And it is beyond the cusp of good taste, according to the Democrats and the media. Now, with Kamala Harris being picked as Joe Biden's running mate, that left our governor in Michigan, the illustrious Governor Whitmer, looking on the outside in. She was supposedly a front runner who just had a meeting with Joe Biden in Delaware to discuss the possibility of her being his running mate during the next presidential cycle. Well, we see how that turned out. Now, of course, Governor Granholm's staff is saying, well, no, she went there to say she's not interested in being vice president. Now, come on. Who actually believes that? Who actually believes that this woman who is power hungry and knows that Joe Biden is not finishing out his term, who thinks that she would say, no, I don't want that position? No. The more likely scenario is she knew going into that meeting that she was not going to be the VP selection because one reason, she's not black. And you can say that's a racist statement, but let's call it out for what it is. Joe Biden went on record in saying he is going to choose a woman who is African American. Boy, if you just didn't stereotype, if you just didn't racially profile everybody, every white male out there, or white female. I don't know what that is. Tell me there's not reverse racism. And why do you think Joe Biden said, I'm going to get a woman and she's going to be black? Because he needs the woman vote and he needs the black vote. If he didn't need the black vote, there would not be Kamala Harris as his VP selection. Guaranteed. But I guarantee you, Governor Whitmer went to Delaware because he was telling her, hey, you're not going to be the VP selection. Where am I? Who are you? Oh, so one of his handlers will come in and say, Governor Whitmer, we're going to give you a really, really, really cushy cabinet position. That's what we're going to do. And she's like, okay, as long as I get more power. And that's what it is. Because here in Michigan, she, as I mentioned last show, Governor Whitmer is losing her control on this state. People are fighting back now. Even people who were all over this mask mandate are like, no, we're done. We're done with the mask mandate. So she is doubling down. She is proposing a new law to be on Michigan's books. And get this. The law says she wants to make masks mandatory in public. inside and outside, who just offered or who just said that they want to make masks mandatory outside for 3 months? Joe Biden. What's in 3 months? The election. What does that mean? After 3 months, this thing's gone. After the election, this is gone. I guarantee you. But she wants to add a twist to this law. She wants those who violate the mandate to be jailed in, and I quote, until such a time that they are no longer a danger to the public. Listen to what I just said. You're walking outside in public. Outside in public. I want you to know what that means. Outside. The wind's blowing, the sun's shining. You're not wearing a mask. The police are going to come and arrest you and jail you until they deem you no longer a threat to society. Where does this ring true? What does this mean to you? You can say, oh, this is revelations. This is Soviet Russia. This is Nazi Germany. This is where we're going. For those people who are supportive of this is crazy. How can you look at this and say, I stand by my governor and what she's doing? A lot of these people either have kids or grandkids or will soon have kids. What life do you think these kids are going to have where they can't walk down the street not wearing a mask? Where they're not going to be told, or they're going to be told, what they can do, when they can do it, and how they can do it, and how much you're going to make. And if you make more than you're supposed to make, that goes to the government. How can you want that for anybody you care about? I can't fathom it. I really can't. You have got to be a lunatic at that point. And as I said, Joe Biden just came out today, Thursday, August 13th, and said, yes, I want to mandate all masks everywhere, even in public outdoor spaces for the next 3 months. Boy, you want a good way to lose an election, Joe? Keep at it. Keep it up, buddy, because people are not going to follow that. You are already looked at with Kamala Harris as anti-gun. You're all about late-term abortion, and now you want to mandate when people can go outside and what they have to do? No, that's not going to happen. Now, for those of you who don't think that this is a serious issue, I want to raise a topic for you. Vaccines. Vaccines are being manufactured fast and furious in this country right now. Operation Warp Speed. And I'm going to criticize Trump a little bit here. How is it that we can develop a vaccine for a virus we have no idea what the hell it is, apparently? We don't know where it came from. We don't know how it replicates itself. We don't know what the symptoms are because the symptoms keep changing every single day. How can we develop a vaccine in less than a year? But we've been studying cancer. We've been studying the flu. We've been studying Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. We've been studying all of these diseases and illnesses for decades now, and we don't seem to be any closer to a vaccine than we were before. Hell, we have a flu vaccine that we give out every year, and yet millions of people across this planet die every year from the flu. But now we all of a sudden have this vaccine for coronavirus. There's three companies in America that have the vaccine ready to go, phase three trials. Who in their right mind is going to take that first dose of the vaccine? I've seen too many zombie movies to realize that that's not a good thing, really. Are you going to be the first in line? Now, there's talk, Dr. Fauci, the illustrious Dr. Fauci, who in the beginning, I was like, hey, this guy's pretty cool. The more I've learned about him, he is part of the deep state. And some of you may not believe in the deep state, but it exists. It absolutely exists. He's out there saying, yes, along with Bill Gates, Ted Turner, all these Hollywood elites, he's out there saying, yes, we need to have mandatory vaccines, and you may have a chip in you, you may have a digital bracelet, or you may have ID papers stating that you have been vaccinated, or you may not be able to go to the store, you may not be able to enter public buildings like malls or shopping centers or public concerts or sporting events. What the hell? This is the mark of the beast right here. Now, I have a listener, a new listener of mine that just started listening to the show, and he sent me this via Messenger. And he said, Tom, I really need you to listen to this because this is scary. Now, I cannot verify the truthfulness of this. I have sent this clip to a couple of my sources, and all of them said, it kind of looks legit. Obviously, this happened in Oklahoma. But what you're about to hear is apparently a press conference somewhere in Oklahoma. And they're talking about the vaccines and what is going to happen if you don't get the vaccine. It's about three and a half minutes long. I want you to hear the whole duration. The reporter's going to ask a question, and the guy's going to come up, and he's going to start talking about what he has heard and what he has been told is going to happen, at least in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma has apparently passed a law that every citizen in Oklahoma is mandated to receive this coronavirus vaccine. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
That's what's coming.
So again, I cannot sit here and say that is a truthful press conference. It could have been just a play. It could have been an acting. It could be just false news, fake news. Who knows? But it's hard to disprove, and it's hard to just poo-poo it away when we have the Democrats and Dr. Fauci telling us that, yes, we need this vaccine, and you need to be able to prove you have the vaccine for the coronavirus, or you can't function in daily life. So really, is it really that far-fetched to say that what you just heard is not reality? I don't think so, and I know there's a couple of you out there going, oh, Tom, you're such a fearmonger. You're such a conspiracy theorist. It's not even funny anymore. But the truth is, that is being circulated. It's not like it's not being mentioned in public. It's not like it's hush-hush in private talk. They're outwardly telling the public that this may be a possibility. So whether or not it is, I don't know. But Travis, who sent me that video, thanks. That may open up a lot of eyes. Now, if this were to happen, I'm going to tell you right now, and I believe no matter who wins in November, be it Biden or Trump, we are going to have chaos in this country. Because if Trump wins, you know the Democrats, BLM, Antifa, the SJWs, you know that they are going to riot. They're going to, it's going to be Portland, it's going to be Seattle, it's going to be, where else, Atlanta, it's going to be Minnesota, all over again. And it'll be going on. The thing is, they're going to go after the Republicans now. And if you're a conservative, a known conservative, they're going after you. And I mean not just verbally, they're going to physically go after you. And I've always said on this show that we as conservatives, Republicans, we're kind of laid back. We're kind of don't want to ruffle the feathers. You know, we'll just lay low. Well, I think those days are coming to an end, because if you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, or even an independent who loves your country and loves your freedom, you can see what's happening. And there are so many people in this country willing to fight and willing to die to keep this country free that I can see a civil war coming. And if Biden wins, same thing. Everybody's going to be claiming cheat, it was rigged. And I've mentioned this to a lot of people. I'm really, truly afraid for November. Not because I think Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump, because I don't. In a head-to-head, upfront, non-rigged vote, Donald Trump wins in a huge landslide. But the Democrats learned a lesson in 2016. You know, they might have cheated a little bit, but they didn't think they had to go full-bore cheating. They thought Hillary Clinton had it in the bag. And then they lost. And then they had to find a way to get Donald Trump out of office, and they couldn't do it. So now they're just going to eliminate that problem by cheating like you wouldn't believe. There's a mail clerk or a voter registration clerk that was arrested and charged with voter fraud for pre-checking 400 ballots for Democrats. You can't tell me that's the only one in this country. Why do you think the Democrats want mail-in voting so bad? Because it's so easy to cheat. I had a discussion with a Democrat about this, and they're like, what's the difference between mail-in and absentee ballots? There's no difference, so why is it a big deal? There's a huge difference. A mail-in ballot, they mail the ballot to your home. The mailman or mailwoman, let's say you have a Trump sign in your yard, or they know you're a Trump supporter. How hard would it be for them to say, nope, we'll throw that ballot away. He's not getting a vote from this house. And he does that to 30, 40 people in that county just on his route. And let's say there's another person that does it to 40, 50 people. All of a sudden, you have hundreds, if not thousands of people who would be voting for Trump or Biden. Well, you know, we'll play both sides, that aren't getting that vote because they don't have the opportunity unless they go to the voting precinct. And the Democrats and the media are trying to scare the living daylights out of us that it's not safe to vote. Well, if you can stand in line, if you can go stand in line at Walmart, at Meijer, at Kroger, wherever you shop, you sure as hell can stand in line to vote. So mail-in voting consists of a mailman dropping off the ballot to you. Now, in my situation, in my case, I had 4 ballots mailed to my house. I only have 3 people that can vote in my house. And lo and behold, those 4 people that they were addressed to were not even residents of this house. They were sent to the previous occupants of this house twice. Because prior to me moving into this house, there was only one resident of this house. But both of them got two ballots. You see where I'm going with this? I follow Biden. I'll fill this one out. I'll fill this one out. My wife will fill this one out. My wife will fill this one out. You just doubled the votes for Biden out of this household. Now, absentee voting, you have to go and you have to hand them ID to prove who you are. I know, a novel concept. Plus, you have to give them a reason why you are not going to be able to vote on election day. You have to prove, A, who you are and why you can't vote. That, my friends, is the difference between mail-in and absentee voting. Absentee voting, you only get one ballot. You mail it in after that, after you've proven who you are. Mail-in voting, who knows how many ballots you are going to get and who knows who they're going to be addressed to. It is ripe for fraud, and that is why the Democrats are pushing it so hard. This, to me, it means that they know Biden is going to struggle. In a real election, Biden will struggle. So they have to push this mail-in voting. That's why all the Democrat governors in this country are pushing the mail-in voting. Our governor is, Nevada's governor is, Wisconsin's governor is. That's why they're pushing it, because they know Biden doesn't have a chance in a legitimate election. So they have to cheat their way to victory. And the Democrats are not good at a lot, but you know what they are good at? Cheating. That's what worries me. Okay, we're almost done with this segment. A couple more things I want to go over with you. First off, in my neck of the woods, and I'm sure it's this way in a lot of other schools, and it's continuing to be a growing trend, that kids have the option of going either face-to-face learning or online. And if you go face-to-face, in my kids' school district, the Corunna, Michigan School District, up until a couple days ago, they said any child 6th grade and up has to wear a mask for the duration of the day. Well, I have two kids that are in Corunna schools at 6th and 11th grade. They're not wearing a mask all day. It's just not safe and it's not humane for them. So then they came out right before school was supposed to start and said, nope, we're going to change this. Any child kindergarten through 12th grade has to wear a mask all day. And I mentioned it on the last show. Tell me how many kids are in kindergarten up to 5th grade are going to be able to sit there and not mess with their masks, because the teachers are at that point going to have to stop learning and have learning sessions on how to not touch your mask and how to sit still, and there's not going to be any learning here. Well, schools are starting to realize that this is going to be pretty hard. So what they're going to do is they might allow for breathing breaks for all these masked students. Even the Cosmic Dreamers over here laughing. Breathing breaks. So my question is, if these masks are nothing to worry about, you should be able to wear them all day, why do we need breathing breaks? I mean, this is the ridiculousness that we are dealing with every single day. They are mandating that our children go to school wearing masks all day, but then they say, well, we probably should have a breathing break. So basically, they're telling every parent that sends their kids to school, listen, we're going to make your kids wear a mask all day. We know that these masks kind of compromise the ability to breathe, so we're going to allow them to go away from another child so they're all alone, take off their mask so they can breathe easier. Where is the logic in that, honestly? If it's that bad, don't let the kids go to school. But it's not that bad. Trust me, it's not that bad. I'm going to tell you right now, this is what's going to happen in 99% of the school districts in this country. And it's already starting to happen with the school districts that have opened. They're going to go to school for maybe a week, and then you're going to have a child contract the coronavirus. And they're going to shut the schools down, so everybody is going to be learning online. It's just simple. That's what's going to happen in 99% of the school districts in this country. So why not just say, don't bring them? I mean, honestly, give the taxpayers the money. The schools are not going to need this money, so give the taxpayers their money back for the school budgets. Because I paid all year for a school that was open three quarters of the year. Sorry. For all you teachers out there, sorry. Not sorry. I mean, you guys can't teach in front of the same students 5 days a week, but yet you expect police officers, doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, everybody that's an essential worker, you expect them to work in the public, and that's just what they do. Well, guess what? That's what you do. And if you don't feel comfortable, sorry, can't be a teacher. I mean, I'm literally at that point right now. My neighborhood is filled with teachers that I really, truly am beginning to have a disdain for, because they are drinking the Kool-Aid, they're buying the snake oil, and I'm tired of it. If this is that bad, don't send the kids to school. If it's not that bad, send the kids to school. Don't let them wear a mask. Simple as that. You know how I feel about the numbers. Oh, let's see. I think I got one more for you here. Hold on. Oh, let's talk about real quick. I want to talk about Trump's executive order, where he wrote an executive order in four pieces. So when the Democrats go to fight this, they have to fight each executive order individually. Very smart. But let's talk about this. He put in an executive order because the Democrats wanted all this fluff. And I'm going to tell you right now, this tells you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party. They are not about the people, because if they were about the people, they wouldn't worry about all their slush funds and all their programs that they want funded. They would just say, look, this is for the American people. Let's just get this through and call it good. But they want to add mail-in voting guaranteed. They want post office. They want the post office to be funded. Why? So they can get the mail-in votes or mail-in ballots out there. They want all this other stuff loaded into this coronavirus second stimulus bill. It's not about the people. Idiots who are listening to the Democrats refuse to see this. But Donald Trump said, listen, you guys aren't doing it. Here you go. Here's an executive order. And one of his executive orders was to forego the payroll tax for people that were essential workers and give people who are on unemployment $400 a week instead of the already expired $600 a week. The Democrats are up in arms. And again, this should tell you everything. Donald Trump could come up and say, guess what, everybody? I have a cure for cancer. And the Democrats would go off on him. That's not responsible. That's not something he should be flaunting out in public. They will find a way, no matter what Donald Trump does, to ridicule him. Donald Trump is out there, the first president that I can remember, maybe since Reagan, and I don't even know if Reagan falls into this category, but the first president that I truly believe has the American person, the American citizen, first and forefront. The Democrats are out there just tearing him up left and right. Nancy Pelosi, and I got to read you this tweet because it was deleted very quickly. She said, I'm disgusted with, quote unquote, President Trump allowing people to keep more of the money they earn. It is this type of widespread theft of public resources that keeps America from being great, quote unquote, Mr. President. This is coming from the leader of the Democrat Party that gives out money to people who don't work, who don't choose to work, taking it from people who do work left and right. You want to talk about a double standard. You want to talk about an absolute hypocrite. You want to talk about somebody that will do anything they can to disparage our president. You're looking at it. I am disgusted with President Trump allowing people to keep more of the money they earn. So let's just say, let's get rid of food stamps. Let's get rid of welfare, because these people didn't earn that money and they're making more money than they earned. Let's see. Let Nancy take care of that. Get rid of it. Let's see how fast the Democratic Party implodes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. The Democratic Party is out for themselves and always will be. And they're getting worse every single day. They had a taste of power with Barack Obama. They lost it. They want it back. And they are going to do anything they can to get it back. And if the American people are in their way, They'll just go right around the American people or go right through them. You know, I get numerous emails and I get numerous people face-to-face telling me, I can't believe how you can support President Trump. And I just respond or look at them and say, that's funny because I feel the same way about you. How anyone can look at the Democratic Party today and see a party that is aligned for the betterment of their constituents, for the betterment of the people they are supposedly there to represent, it blows my mind to hear people worship the Democrat Party. And you can say the same for the Republican Party, but the Republican Party is there to make you the best you can be. The Democrats are there to have you live off a government buck. We have an election coming up November 3rd. The Democrats are going to do anything they can to retain power by any means necessary. This is one of the most important election in our lifetime, I guarantee it. This country is on the precipice of falling in the wayside of history. The bastion of freedom is almost gone. I hope you vote the right way November 3rd, because if you don't, who knows what this country will be like. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
For some kind of closure, never gonna find it here. Can you read the atmosphere? I'm not.
Okay, I do want to do one thing paranormal on this show, because this was sent to me and I think it's kind of eerie. It was sent to me by a listener in Colorado by the name of Cameron. He said, hey, I'm a big fan of YouTube, Tom, and I came across this video by a YouTuber by the name of TechRax, and he's one of the most popular technology-related YouTubers on the platform. What he's famous for is the destruction of expensive iPhones such as, like, the new iPhones. But now, recently, TechRax went to a place in Nevada called Diana's Punch Bowl or the Devil's Cauldron. What he did is he dropped the new iPhone 11 Pro down this cauldron. And he claims to have caught a glimpse and heard screaming voices, and some voices screaming, help me. Now, he said he hadn't edited this in any way, shape, or form. What you're about to hear has not been edited in any way. What he did is he dropped this iPhone down this cauldron and followed it with a drone, and the drone picked up the noises too. He thinks that he might have picked up a portal to the underworld, and he caught a glimpse of the eternal torture that some souls go through. Now, in case you didn't know, the Devil's Cauldron is a geothermal location in Nye County, Nevada. It is said to be one of the most haunted places in Nevada. So what you're about to hear is the iPhone being dropped. You may hear the drone in the background, but then you are going to hear some odd noises. I want you to hear what he picked up and let me know what you think. So listen to this, Devil's Cauldron in Nye County, Nevada. So what I want to do, I want to play that for you again. Now, what you're hearing is, yes, you're hearing this phone underwater, but you're hearing a lot of different, what sounds like screams. What could be causing these screams? Now, I'm going to play it for you once more. listen to it again. It's only, 30 seconds long. Listen to it and see if you can make out anything. Let me know what you think. Now, during that whole thing, I did not make out any help me, but there is no denying that that is pretty eerie. Now, I don't know if it's picking up the water rushing by the speaker and causing it to make what sounds like tortured screaming, but it sounds eerie. And as I said, Nevada's Devil's Cauldron is one of the most haunted places in Nevada. Did Tech Rax? Did he pick up sounds of tortured souls in the underworld? Is the Devil's Cauldron a portal to the underworld? Is an entrance to the underworld? I know I have a lot of listeners in Nevada. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me. Let me know, have you ever been to the Devil's Cauldron? Or why they call it, let me know why they call it Diana's Punch Bowl. I don't understand that, but let me know if you've ever been there. Have you ever witnessed anything paranormal, supernatural? And what do you think this recording is? What do you think this guy picked up? I mean, you really can't deny that that was pretty eerie. So the last subject I want to talk about, and this is a subject that is kind of near and dear to me because it's about a child. And it's about the media's refusal to report on anything child-related unless they're a black or minority child. You may have heard this, you may have not. But major news networks, they have not even begun to report on the atrocious execution killing of 5-year-old Cannon Hinnant. Now, the blackout of coverage on this murder of this young boy has sparked the hashtag #SayHisName on Twitter. Now, as reported at The Blaze, Cannon Hinnant was riding his bicycle in front of his father's house in North Carolina early Sunday evening. That's when Darius N. Sessoms allegedly walked up to the boy, put a gun to his head, and then executed him. Then Sessoms, a 25-year-old convicted felon, fled to his home next door in the town of Wilson. Now, the gruesome murder was reportedly witnessed by this child's 7-year-old and 8-year-old sisters, as well as neighbor Doris LeBrant. My first reaction was, he's playing with these kids, LeBrant told WRAL. For a second, I thought, that couldn't happen. People don't run across the street and kill kids. First responders transported the boy to Wilson Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. Sessoms later drove away in a 2019 Toyota Corolla, but was arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service Carolina's Regional Task Force. He was charged with first-degree murder. He has a lengthy criminal record that includes multiple felony drug charges, multiple felony probation violations, and charges on his record for possessing stolen firearms. A neighbor said that Sessoms and Cannon's father, Austin Hinnant, had dinner together Saturday night and that Sessoms was at his neighbor's home before the murder on Sunday. By Wednesday night and into Thursday morning, the hashtag #SayHisName trended on Twitter. Many, including Jason Howarden, pointed out that there was zero coverage of Cannon Hinnant's murder by several mainstream media outlets. Now, at the time of this publication, a search of Cannon Hinnant produced no results on the website of ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, MSNBC, CNN, NPR, New York Times, Washington Post, Time, or Newsweek. It appears that Fox News was the only mainstream media to cover the horrible death of the 5-year-old boy. However, international news outlets such as The Sun, Daily Mail, and The Independent, they have reported on the boy's murder. A GoFundMe campaign titled Justice for Cannon has raised nearly $120,000. This is exactly what I'm talking about in this country, ladies and gentlemen. There is a, not only Say His Name is trending, but Save the Children, Save Our Children is trending. The media is culpable in the destruction, murder, in missing children in this country. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, roughly 800,000 children are reported missing each year in the United States. 800,000. That is the equivalent of 2,000 per day. Think about that. One of those could be your children. And the media will not talk about it. The media will not talk about this young 5-year-old's life ending execution style, because that doesn't fit their narrative, because this child was white. There is an epidemic in this country of missing and exploited children. A lot of people don't want to hear the word pedophile. They think it's dirty, and it is. But there is a ring of pedophiles in this country that are taking control of our kids. And the media, the left-wing media, and the Democrats are trying to normalize pedophilia, to normalize sexual relations with our children. Oprah, Tom Hanks, Lady Gaga, Madonna, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Andy Schiff, you name it. They are in play here. They are the main players. Ellen, is it any reason, I've said it before, is it any reason Tom Hanks has fled to Greece? He cannot be extradited to the United States on criminal charges while a citizen in Greece. Why do you think he received Greek citizenship like that? He needed protection. There is a pedophile ring. There is a child exploitation ring in this country that Donald Trump is getting to the bottom of. Save Our Children is trending everywhere in the media. Facebook and Twitter can't stand it because it's bringing to the forefront the exploitation of our children, your children. I live in Shiawassee County, Michigan. In Michigan, in the country, one of the highest incidences of child trafficking. I am terrified to let my daughter, my kids go anywhere without me. And I'm trying to teach them, you don't walk by cars. You don't walk. You walk in the middle of the parking lot, in the middle of the aisle. Well. And the scary part is now, look at everybody around you. What is the one thing they have in common? They're wearing masks. So somebody abducts your child. You can't tell them. You can't tell what they look like. How easy is it for them to wear a coat, wear pants, and then abduct your child? You can't see their face, run away, shed their coat and their pants, and now they're in shirts and t-shirt with their mask on. This is scary. This is a scary time we're living in. I really, truly believe that Donald Trump is trying to bring down a huge pedophilia ring in this country and around the planet. This is a worldwide thing. If you are a pedophile on this planet, at this point in time, I would be very, very afraid. I've talked to you about what we need to do to bring the save the children, save our children, to bring to the forefront the exploitation of our children. We need to bring that to the forefront. I asked you guys. I really honestly didn't get much response. I'm going to ask you again. This affects us all. A lot of us listening, we have children. We have grandchildren. If you don't have children, you have nieces and nephews who you want to protect. There is an issue in this country, and it's being perpetrated, and it's being just swept under the rug by the media and the politicians, a select few politicians. There are some politicians out there that want nothing to do with this. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care if anybody bans this show or what. The Democrats have nominated one of the pedophiles. You've seen the videos of this man fondling young women. You've seen videos of this man sniffing people. That's something people don't do that are normal. You don't go around sniffing people. You don't go around molesting and fondling young girls. But yet, the Democrats, that's their best That's the best they've got. You know, you can call Donald Trump out for all of his faults, but he's not a pedophile. He may be a womanizer, but these are adult women. Not that that makes it 100% right, but you know what? Children, they're innocent. Children are being exploited. They're being kidnapped. They're being brought into sex rings, and they're being murdered by the elites in this country. And we need to stop it. And the media is culpable in this. Damn, the media is culpable in this. How you cannot report on a person walking up to a five-year-old child, riding his bike up and down the road, putting a gun to that child's head and pulling the trigger. How you cannot report on that is unfathomable, unconscionable to me. That's news. That needs to stop. But you know what? Because that child was white and that doesn't fit the agenda, that is why this is not news. That tells you everything you need to know, everybody. Everything you need to know. Wake up. Know that you're being manipulated. Know that you are being strung along to listen to the narrative. It is up to you to break the cycle, to break the cord, to cut the string, and break away from the narrative. Open your mind. You were given free will when you were born. Use it. Don't let anybody else tell you how to think. Don't let anybody else tell you how you should feel. You are your own person. If you look at the facts and you study and you come to find out, yes, pedophilia is fine with me, the exploitation, rape, murder of children is fine with me, well, first off, there's something wrong with you. But you know what? You came to your conclusion. You didn't let anybody else lead the way for you. For me, yeah, I used to drink the Kool-Aid. I used to think that the media and the government, all they did was tell the truth. They're here for us. It is very liberating to know that you are awake. I'm not woke. I'm awake. That I can think for myself. I can look at a subject and decide for myself whether I believe in it or not. I don't need anybody else telling me what to think. I don't need anybody else telling me how to feel. I'm my own individual person. There's no one else like me. There's no one else like you. Don't be part of the masses. We need to stop this child exploitation. We need to stop it now. I'm going to ask you again, my listeners. Come to me. Email me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let's create a movement and stop this. This is how it starts. Grassroots, the Paranormal Patriot Show. Let's start it. Ghostseeker4@charter.net. This is quickly becoming a topic that I am very adamant about, and I will be doing shows about it. If you don't want to hear about child exploitation, about what's really happening to our children in this country, don't tune in. But you really need to, because God forbid it happens to one of your children. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you think we can do to help stop the exploitation of the children in this country. It could be yours. All right, everybody, that's going to be it for the show this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I am beat. I'm going to call it a rest. I'm going to take a rest right now, cutting the show off a little early. Thank you for listening. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, continue to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you want to hear about on the show. As I say, next week, for all my paranormal enthusiasts, state by state, what cryptid in your state is the most prominent? Stay with me next week. I can't wait to do the show. I hope you enjoyed this show. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week with All Paranormal, All About the Cryptids. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Talk to you next week. On the devil's highway, and I can't slow